had a conversation with you maybe today about 19 threes that Indiana hit?
Well, I actually reminded him that they made when we played them the year they went to the finals, they got on us pretty early, and their guards were 16 of 21 from three against us. So I reminded him of that.
Did you have this in mind? No.
I just called and I said, hey, man, you're going to bust this for 16 threes again like you did in 2000? So I just wanted to see if he knew who it was. He knew exactly who it was.
As well as you guys could have played, especially in the first half?
Yeah, shooting the ball. You know, we didn't guard very well early, but shooting the ball, and with the ball really moved too. I think we had like 16 assists and two turnovers the first half, and so the ball moved, and you know, everything looks good when you make shots, but we did make shots.
When you move the ball that well, you've got to make shots, right?
I would say, your percentages go way up. Yeah. You know, I think Malik took two bad ones the first half, and other than that, I'm not sure we took any bad shots for the most part. So Doke tried to force a couple, but he needs to try to score. But I you know, the ball moved. And I thought Devontae and LeGerald had great floor games, and Fee and Malik shot it well, and Marcus Garrett shot it well. It was fun to watch.
Another double-digit assist game for Devontae. Just how well is he passing the ball right now?
Well, yeah, he's finding people. But, you know, there were a lot of open guys tonight, too. So it's a little misleading. You know, he didn't get 10 assists against Kentucky. You know, so that's the level you want to, you know, try to play to. But I think he's had double figures in three of our four games in assists, which is a pretty good start. That's got to be amongst the national leaders, I would think, and averaging about 10 a game in that area. And then, you know, he just hadn't shot the ball great. It looks good, but he just hadn't shot it great yet. But I thought LeGerald was passing the ball well, too. I think those two are doing a lot of good job. I mean, doing a lot of good things creating for others.
Were you happy with them not forgetting about Udoka inside? I mean,
Yeah. I didn't think Doak played great by any stretch, but we did a better job of throwing the ball. You know, he's got to get where he can make some free throws. But it's a little misleading. Of his 12 shots, how many of those were catch it in the post and make a move? I mean, maybe three or four. So he got some easy baskets too.
What translates to better competition when you guys did? Were unbelievable moving the ball and stuff. And what kind of stuff translates, and what bad habits aren't you slipping into that you could do what you did?
Well, I think our defensive rebounding is a bad habit. You know, we haven't rebounded the ball very well, in my opinion, since the first half of Kentucky, which we were great. But with second half, we didn't rebound the ball defensively, and certainly we didn't against South Dakota State like we should have, and didn't tonight, I don't think. I think bad habits would be big guys going for block shots on guards outside the area. So all you got to do is just throw it to the rim. They just catch and dunk it. I mean, it's not that complicated. We want people to do that to us. So that's something that Doak and Mitch have to get better at. But I also think we play to the score too much defensively. I don't think there's the same energy level, you know, midway through the second half as there was to start the game, you know, in most cases. So, you know, competition hopefully will keep that from happening as much. But this was a weird team. They've got four legitimate guys. And you know, one, three, four, and five, those guys can all play. We just played so efficiently offensively. But I mean, they had a chance to beat Ohio State. They had Syracuse down in the second half. They had Washington State down 23 in the second half. I mean, that's really, Gonzaga's the only one that's handled them, with ease. So certainly I was pleased with the outcome. I thought we played pretty well.
What do you think about Udoka's technical in the first half?
He deserved it. You know, I told the official, you know, he said, I hate calling that. I said, but you got to call it. I mean, that's good for us. He didn't say it in a way that he shouldn't have called it. He said, you know, just tell your kid to get off the rim. I mean, but he has a bad habit of doing that, and I was glad they called it, because that may end up not costing us when we really need it, in a close game. So you know, the worst thing about it is it's a personal foul, too. So if he'd done that with two fouls and it's his third foul in the first half, you know, it's, that wouldn't be good at all. But that's a good lesson for him.
He had 20 points tonight as well. Yeah, just how have you seen his offense improve since he got here?
Since he got here?
Yeah.
Well, he's not exactly, you know, Walton on the low post yet. But his footwork's gotten better and his balance is better. And I think he's got, you know, that one shot he made where he fell down and he threw it, and the only thing that kept it from landing in the third row was a backboard. But other than that, you know, he's got good touch around the rim. He's got nice, you know, he's got soft hands and he's got nice touch. So he's getting better. But he's got to become at least an average free throw shooter. That's going to be real important for us.
Vic in the zone there to start the game. I mean, is that offensively? Is he perfect for that high post?
I would say probably not perfect, just because, you know, think of who we've had in there: Julian Wright, Marcus Morse, Josh Jackson. I mean, we've had some guys in that high post area against the zone. LeGerald has a chance to be good like that, but he's just not tall. You know, today it wasn't a factor, but you know, when you're playing against, you know, 6'8" across the back line, it's going to be a little bit more difficult for a 6'5" guy to do that.
Did you realize you set school record for threes?
No, I did not, but I was told that after the game. So,
what is your reaction?
I couldn't be happier. I think we should celebrate for a week. So my reaction is you know, we made shots, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
Mentioning the battle on the glass, just kind of keep plays alive. Is that, you like seeing that from him?
Yeah. You know, but you know, there's one thing to battle, but there's also, you got to produce too. And, you know, to play that many minutes and go and get three rebounds against a small team, that's not good enough. He's got to do better in that area, but he did do some good things tonight.
But LeGerald's overall game and the confidence level, seems very high for him.
You know, yeah, he's playing really well. You know, Devontae really didn't have a turnover. That was LeGerald's. I mean, when he didn't flash back to a 1-4, but you know, I don't think he's a defensive stopper yet. I think he could be. I don't think that's his mindset yet, but I'm not sure I want to mess with his mindset too much, because he's playing pretty well on both ends, and he is confident right now.
If he becomes that defensive stopper, is he? I mean, offensively, he looks like he's playing pretty complete games right now. Is he as consistent of a guy as you've had this year?
This year? Yeah, I would say so. His fee's been pretty good. His fee was the best player in the Kentucky game, and you know, he's good the last two games. But the best defender we've had so far after tonight's game is Marcus. Marcus did the best job defensively again tonight, at least in the first half. When we were really, you know, trying to when we were pretty locked in, but I think LeGerald and Marcus, they have to become better defenders. And I tell you who else can become a really good defender, I think, is Udoka. You know, because he's so big, and if he could just learn to stay down on guard shot fakes, things like that, I think he could become a good defender too, because he's pretty mobile for a guy that size.
You ahead of schedule where you thought you'd be with this game?
No. The thing about it is, they played four guards. Now, are we going to be any good when we play against a team that plays two bigs and we're only playing one big? Another big can get us in foul trouble. So I think that we've done okay, Tom. But I don't think that I still think there's a lot of things out there with our depth situation that it could not look real good real fast. If we're off just a little bit, there's not enough margin for error. You know, when you go into a game, well, what's the key to the game? Well, getting everybody to halftime with two or less. I mean, that shouldn't be your game plan, you know, going into a game. But it's kind of like that right now.
We might not see it. What can you tell us about Oakland Friday?
I haven't watched them yet. I know, you know, you guys should do a story on Greg, you know, with what he went through this summer, you know, because that was amazing thing. You know, it almost cost him his life, but he's been there like 34 years. He's been there forever, and he's a good dude, and he does a lot to help others for charity and things like that. But his team's